A different looking new climate bill. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Some senators are hoping that the public will like the sound of a clean energy bill more than they have accepted talk of climate change legislation. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller reports.
The climate change issue may not be as hot as it once was, but it's still floating around Capitol Hill. The latest example is called the American Power Act, which is being offered up by Senators John Kerry and Joe Lieberman.
They call it a jobs promotion bill rather than a climate bill. It seems that climate change is out these days, and clean energy and jobs is the mantra these days.
American Farm Bureau regulatory specialist Rick Krause says this legislation looks different than other climate change bills.
Rather than an economy-wide approach like Waxman-Markey, Kerry Lieberman is a phased-in approach that will start with having caps on utilities in 2013, and then for manufacturers starting in 2016, and for the transportation sector, it's a sector-by-sector approach trying to take into account the individual needs and peculiarities of each sector rather than doing it on a one-size-fits-all economy-wide approach.
Krause says the different approach does address some concerns farmers and ranchers have voiced throughout the debate, but one thing has not changed.
It will result in increases in fuel, fertilizer, and energy costs to farmers and ranchers. The difference comes into play in terms of how those different sectors are capped and how those caps are phased in. So we're going to take a look especially at how those caps affect farmers and ranchers over time and whether, in fact, farmers and ranchers might be able to recoup some of their costs through offsets or carbon conservation program.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.